Pull up a chair and get comfortable. It's time to talk about your federal benefits. Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators presents the FEBC Podcast with Elizabeth Inman and Brian Fentress.
Hello, hello. I'm Elizabeth Inman over here at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. And in-house today, we've got our very own Blue Cross Blue Shield government, senior government representative. I'm so excited to have Karen Bargrover here from Blue Cross Blue Shield, the federal employee plan.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome, welcome. We've been talking. This is our third podcast. So Karen and I have known each other. We decided for 12 years.
Yes.
I believe it's been 12 years. So excited to know her personally. She is a genuine caring person.
Thank you.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield is
the same way about you too. Thank you.
very fortunate to have you. We as federal employees, postal employees, and annuitants are very blessed in Oklahoma to have you.
Thank you very much.
Some of the best information we've shared is that each state has a government representative that you could literally get information from and have as a contact person with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
I wish I'd have known that in all the years that I was an employee, but
better
late than never. Yeah. Hey, we're getting the information out there. So share this podcast with your friends. Important information. But we kind of want to talk about postal reform today because it's coming up. I mean, I know it's 2023. No changes for 2023, right? As far as postal service reform goes.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. No changes for 2023. Thank goodness. It's going to give you a little bit of time. But Karen, I read somewhere that they don't anticipate having all of the changes in place, maybe leading all the way up to September or October of 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's such a huge project. I know from a health insurance standpoint that It's, and they want to think of every if and or but that could possibly happen. So they are really working hard to make sure that it's a smooth transition for postal employees and retirees. So that is our hope, of course.
Yes.
So definitely.
Well, even for you. So you've worked there for 35 years,
yep, 35
right?
in March, 35 yes.
I always worked the federal?
Always federal.
Always
yes.
federal. So we're talking about a woman with a lot of experience. But have they shared with you their plans for 2024, let's say starting in January? Are they going to put you through some training?
Oh, yes. It'll definitely be all of us. In fact, we're having monthly meetings now, but they're just trying to iron out details at this point. Actually, more than just monthly, bi-weekly, because it's such a huge project.
Yes.
So as we have these meetings, then we're learning bits and pieces here and there. Mm-hmm. And then we should be, but yeah, we all will have a training issue.
Or so things here we have you to go are, through. 35 years into your career, and they're going to force you to learn something as well.
Yep.
That's a big deal, guys.
It is. It is. And fortunately, the benefit structure should be the same as what they're telling us now.
Mm-hmm. For 2025.
So, yes, for 2025. So when they are separated, then it should be a mirror of what's in what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't say what's going to happen in future years.
That's my point.
Yeah. So, and you just, everything is so unpredictable, really. And I don't want to cause a bunch of stress or havoc,
right.
But it just speaks to how informed you need to be.
That's right.
You
exactly.
know.
So well put. I mean, when the law passed, I literally printed out the law and read it for myself. And I knew there was specific language in there that talked about that mirroring, that the premiums and the payouts was to be the same for the current year.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew when they worded it like that, that was a passive way of saying, get ready for the following years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not about fear. It's about the education.
Right, right, about knowing what's
going to
happen.
Education is empowerment. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more important in your lives than the health insurance that you have coverage for, and especially getting ready for retirement.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's when that fear barometer comes
up. Exactly.
You know, two things that scares people, and I know you hear this all the time, what if I run out of money in retirement? And then what happens if I have a catastrophic health event?
Yes.
And so those are things that you need to be prepared for. Don't wait. I mean, it's 2023. Nothing changes in 2023, and yet I want to talk about postal reform in 2023 for folks. Now, I know I got a lot of federal folks that follow this podcast, and you're wondering, oh, well, maybe I don't even need to listen to this. And I beg to differ with you.
Yeah.
It may not be a change for you for 2025, but they've already got plans in place that I personally have read about, as far as maybe the online platform they're going to use, and even maybe into the future, making some similar changes to the federal plans if they see that the Postal Service changes go well.
Right. That's right. And I've heard the same. So. Yeah.
So it's not official, but this is just to a precursor so that you kind of get out of that lull that I know I was in.
Right,
As a postal employee, as a postal retiree, oh, our health insurance is the best there is. You know, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And we didn't used to pay a lot of attention even leading up to retirement.
Right.
Now there was always some pauses and some reflection and some education we did because we have to coordinate with Medicare.
Mm-hmm,
but outside of that, we kind of had it made.
Right. Yeah, honestly. And unfortunately, it's if you weren't paying attention before, the time is now to do so.
That's right. So that's why these podcasts are so important. And it's why over the next several years, you're going to see us address this topic a lot. I know last year was the first year a Government Employees Health Association came on our podcast for the first time. And so now we've got Blue Cross Blue Shield, and, you know, there may be some other health benefit organizations that wouldn't mind coming on the podcast because I want to get information to you. And I'm right up front with Karen. I told her that up front. So she comes in knowingly but willingly, and I'm so tickled to have this level of expertise on our program.
Well, thank you. I'm happy, like I said, happy to be here.
That's good. So any words of caution that you'd like to share? What comes to mind if you were a postal employee today, knowing that just next year, not this open season, but next open season, how would you be preparing yourself, Karen?
Yeah, so I would definitely listen to anything that my management put out in terms of new information or actions that they might need to take, if there are any. It's a little early to know exactly what they'll need to do, and it's supposed to be a seamless transition, but like anybody else, you don't want to be the one figuring it out after it happens.
Right.
So definitely be looking at those things and go to the websites. Talk to Elizabeth or go to your insurance carrier's website because they'll be posting that information too.
So now this open season, is it all with a paper form? So they want to make a change. Is it all on paper or is it computerized?
So it's still postal ease for postal employees. Mm-hmm. So you would definitely want to become familiar with that tool. I've helped people with my iPad doing that, you know, because they didn't know how to use it. And so, my goodness, if you don't do anything else, learn how to use postal ease.
Yes. And how about federal for 2023?
So on the federal side, if they are currently employed, in most cases, the agency has a portal that they can use, an online portal, whether it be Employee Express or MyPay or Department of Defense. There are different portals that you can use, so be familiar with those as well.
Very good. So anything else with postal reform? So getting back to the postal reform. So listen to what your management's telling you. Get familiar with your portals. Anything else you can think of?
Yeah, I know it's hard to tell somebody not to be so busy, but don't be so busy that you can't stop and take a minute to pay attention to those things. That's really the big thing. Even if you do it at the end of the day or wherever you fit it in, definitely pay attention to those things.
And again, we're going to bring that information to you as it comes out as well here on this podcast, the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators podcast. You can send questions to me at my email, elizabeth@febcnow.com. You can go to our website, which is febcnow.com. Check us out on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and share the information. Number one source of information is each other. Mm-hmm. So share this information because it's going to be here before you know it. I'm so excited that Karen's coming on. We'll have her back on again right before 2023 open season. And then I intend to have her on throughout the year in 2024, because as you heard, she's doing bi-weekly meetings now with her organization, mm-hmm. and that will just accelerate in 2024 leading up
yes.
to that open season. So thank you for coming
oh,
on.
Oh gosh, anytime. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate you coming on. Thank you guys for sharing the podcast and joining us each one of our sessions that we have, each one of our episodes that we have. So I'm Elizabeth Inman, happy to be here with you at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators.